hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
We got a good one today. Morning, studio!
Morning!
I always come in and a couple of stories that always kind of, you know, tickle my fancy, I like to start with. And sometimes I'll binge watch these shows. Here you go. This is a binge watching story. And by the way, a binge watch is if you watch a show, like, I would say a binge would be three shows at a time. Two is just you're just catching a couple episodes. But if you do three, would you consider that a binge watch, Amy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Making a habit of laying around for that long can raise your chance of having things like heart disease and diabetes. Mm. It may change the way your body uses sugar and fat. It can also raise your odds of getting a blood clot in your leg. They say if you binge watch, drink plenty of water to avoid all this. Now, that being said, I hear all of those bad things. Yeah, I'm still cool with it. I love binge watching shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I get some time, that's three. What's a binge watch to you, Lunchbox?
Oh, I would say if you watch more than three episodes in a sitting.
So yeah. More than three. Do you need to hit four?
Yeah, you got to hit four.
So that's it. I'd say three. Lunchbox says four. Amy?
I mean, yeah, three or more. That's my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm laying there for that long, I mean, what is anybody else consider any? I feel like anything, like, if someone would say, you have to at least get to six to consider it a binge, that would be crazy.
Morgan, number two, you're young. What's a binge watch for you?
I would say it's like a full weekend of binging. Like, I'm going to finish the whole show.
See, Amy, we knew it. We knew the youngsters would come in.
So watching three or four is just a typical Tuesday?
There's a story, too, about, you know, laying in bed. NASA is offering $19,000 to stay in a bed for 60 days.
Oh, yeah. That seems like you don't get to get up.
NASA and European Space Agency are offering $19,000 to subjects willing to spend 60 consecutive days lying in bed. They said the study, which aims to analyze the effects of long space flights on astronauts' bodies, calls for 12 men and women to spend 60 days lying in a bed. The study, dubbed AGBRESA, which means artificial gravity bed rest, will look at the potential benefits of artificial gravity. 19 days. Preparing, and then you have to lay in the bed for 60 days. I think you use the bathroom in the bed. Not in the bed, but like as you're laying down.
Okay.
I'm down.
I'm not.
At my stage of life right now, I'm not. I have a job to do. I have a good job. I have a job with, you know, I have to. But you'd have asked me this 10 years ago, I'm down. 60 days for $19,000? If I don't have a job, I would be totally down with that.
Bobby Bones.
Let's open up the old mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
I got an email from a very annoyed listener.
Oh, annoyed.
The subject is Amy / Bobby, but they spell Bobby B-O-B-B-I-E.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, I assume they're talking about me. I spell mine with a Y, but it says, why does Bobby always cut off Amy when she talks? I mean, she used to have the 90-second skinny. She doesn't have that anymore. And now she does the morning corny, and they end up talking during that, too, with their investigation. Seems like Bobby's getting a little too selfish. It's also really irritating to try and listen to the show anymore. Why does he talk? That's from Kelsey T.
That's funny.
Well,
Why do you talk? It's your show. Why? Why are you talking?
Let's just go layer by layer, and you can speak to these things, okay, Amy?
Sure.
Because I definitely am not doing anything. If anything, I like to talk less about me. I'm over me for a lot of this. I'm like, I don't want to hear anything about me. But that being said, what happened to Amy in the 90-second skinny?
Well, I did the 30-second skinny. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that was a mutual That wasn't you or something being taken away from me. It was like we're passing it along to Morgan number two, who's really into all that stuff. And she does it well. So it's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and she does all the videos for it.
Yeah, we're a team.
Yeah, so I actually did not take it from Amy. Kelsey T. And how do you feel about when he says, when I talk over everyone on the show? except you, especially you.
Oh, I guess I don't catch on when you talk over me, but if anything, I've probably been rambling too much and you're trying to reel me back in, which is like you should do, and it is the Bobby Bones Show.
Well, okay, fair, but I think we all talk over each other because that's how normal humans talk.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know I talk over. I just talked over you just then, just now.
Yeah. Would you stop? I wish somebody would send a complaint email about Amy, but no. Everybody's sending complaint emails about me. They get so butthurt about stuff. I put some fake money on my desk. All of a sudden, everybody gets mad. I talk over Amy once. Everybody gets, probably
that's
like 10,000 times.
Once,
yeah. But anyway, hey, appreciate your email, Kelsey T.
Yeah. And, send us your thoughts. We love it.
There you go. And that's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
One of these Harry Potter typo books is going for $90,000 in an auction. A copy of the first in the series of Harry Potter's books that is an error book, they say, just went for $90,000 in a London auction. And it just misspelled words like philosopher. It really is just a bunch of mess ups.
Oh, wow.
So thousands of dollars for a book with mistakes. Isn't that crazy? It's just a rarity. You try to find the rarities. I never read Harry Potter. I think it's pretty cool that people are so passionate about it. Morgan, number two, you loved Harry Potter, huh?
Yeah, I loved it. My mom read all the books to us when we were growing up. That was like our nighttime stories where it's Harry Potter.
How many of them are there, book-wise?
I want to say there's six.
Were they easy reads?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't hard by any means. Like, I think I was like 7 or 8 when we first started, and then...
You loved it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seen all the movies?
Yes. It's all good. Like, Harry Potter is the best thing to binge.
Will Daniel Radcliffe ever not be Harry Potter to you?
No.
He's always typecast.
Yep.
When you
every
think
time.
About the most typecast things, think about this, guys. The people that you think of, and they're always going to be that character from, like, our lifetimes. And I would list off Urkel... Because Jaleel White will always be Urkel from yep. Family Matters. Oh, he's like a character was so distinct. Mark Paul Gosselaar will always be Zach Morris. And he's tried to do other stuff. But that was such a big part of our culture was Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for those people in Friends. And some of them have done a better job. Jennifer Aniston's done a bit.
Yeah.
Matt LeBlanc's done a bit. But because that show gets shown so much still, it's hard for them to shake that. They've been super typecast as that kind of person.
Oh, it's like I watch it so much now that when I see Joey now, I'm like,
shocked.
I feel like he's aged overnight or something.
Yeah.
But he really hasn't. It's just I see Joey and then I see Joey and I'm like, whoa.
Most typecast people from your lifetime, when you can't think of them as anything else, Amy?
Screech.
Oh, Screech. Good one. Dustin Diamond. And I feel bad for that dude because he's tried. And he just...
Yeah.
Oof. Lunchbox?
Kramer will always be Kramer.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
And then Ashton Kutcher will always be Kelso on That 70 Show for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I guess I didn't watch That 70 Show that much. So I'm good with Ashton doing other... Like, I've seen him do other stuff. Because he was big in that Netflix show. The
Ranch?
Yeah. The Ranch. Mm. Eddie, what about you? Anybody?
George Costanza. I mean, when George, he can do whatever he wants to do, but he's still George to me.
Macaulay Culkin for Home Alone,
ooh.
Which is tough. He's tried to do some other stuff.
Yeah.
And he had a couple good movies. Remember the movie he did with the girl who got stung by the bees?
My Girl.
My Girl.
Did you say Showgirls?
No.
Oh.
Well.
Oh, the Olsen twins. They're always those girls on the Full House.
Yeah.
Michelle.
The guy from Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio.
Oh.
That dude's tried.
Poor guy.
Carlton.
From Fresh Prince. So
he does America's Funniest Videos now.
Yeah, and you know what? I see it before American Idol comes on. He's pretty good.
He is good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good little host there. So, and then obviously Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter. That's pretty interesting, huh?
I like that.
Would you rather, it's like a one-hit wonder. We were talking to an artist about this recently. Would you rather have a one-hit wonder and be a smash and not have another hit, or have a few songs that just did it kind of okay? The same thing with being a TV star. Amy, would you rather be a massive typecast or just have a few shows that did okay and you just keep working, but you never like pierced the consciousness of America?
Probably, that's hard.
Yeah.
Because obviously to have something that's a huge success would be amazing, but if it's like your craft and your passion and you want to keep at it and have opportunities, then I would want to keep going.
But that money... For kids' college.
Which one pays more?
Probably the biggest to be biggest for one thing if you use it right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have to use it right. Because, I mean, Screech. Mm. That didn't work out so great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What about you? What would you choose?
Probably the one-hit wonder. You just have to be good about it in your heart. because they're always going to know you for that. And some one-hit wonders or one-hit one-role wonders are not nice. I've heard some not pleasant things about some of the people we just talked about because they just hang on and they don't want to be called that. But you're like, you're only Urkel. You know?
It's got to be tough.
And even like the one-hit wonders, some of them don't want to play their one hit. They're like, we're much bigger than this.
Yeah, but we all know you
from
that.
Yeah, and it's that they're artists. They get to do what they want to do. They get to make their art their way. And I'm okay with that. But again, don't be mad when people only want to hear Tub Thumping Chumbawamba. Like, or Bobby McFerrin, who had Don't Worry, Be Happy. He doesn't play that song because he's like, I didn't even like that song. It was just one, you know, massive hit.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It's a tough one. I thought that was interesting. That's Sarah in St. Louis on. Hey, Sarah.
I just wanted to shout out to my friend Sarah in Dallas, Texas. She listens every morning on your podcast.
Yeah,
but wanted to shout out to her. And I'm a first-time caller. Listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. And just love that you guys spread so much joy and love. And love listening to you guys.
Appreciate that. Listening on the Bull. Thanks. I listened to the entire show yesterday. I may do that once a year.
What? Why yesterday?
I don't know. I don't feel like I've been on my game the last few days because I haven't been sleeping.
Oh,
and
you were game taping yourself?
Hard.
Ooh, what'd you learn?
So many notes I made. I made so many notes just about me, not even about you guys.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I got a whole phone list of notes.
Wow.
It's like, why Bobby sucks. And I made like 9 notes.
Oh, no.
Well, and I've had these allergies so bad, and I just wanted to hear how bad I really am. Yeah, let me tell you, pretty bad. I've been trying hard. So there's that. I want to play these clips for you, Amy. By the way, listen to the whole show. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. You want to run through some of these songs, Amy?
Yeah, let's
do it. The 1 billion stream songs. And you're going to know most of them because they're the biggest songs ever in streaming. Just name the artist. See if you can go all the way.
I'm in love with your body.
Surely you can get that one.
I'm in love with your body.
That is?
Ed Sheeran.
Right. It's called Shape of You. All right, these are all 1 billion stream songs.
I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my head.
This is number 2, by the way. Who's this?
Like Drake and something.
Yeah, it's Drake. Drake, One Dance. There you go. All right, let's do one more right now. You'll know this one.
So baby, pull me closer in the
backseat. Don't your kids love this one?
Yeah.
Or no, is this the one they like or no?
They like it. Yeah. It's one of them.
Who's this?
The Chainsmokers.
Yeah. I'll give you one I don't think you're going to get. This has been streamed a billion times.
Oh, my daughter loves this one.
But do you know who it is?
I guess not.
Mm. Major Lazer?
No.
Go in with this one here. Despacito. Who sings Despacito? Who's the real artist? Not Justin Bieber. He's just a feature.
Oh, Poppy.
Who?
Poppy.
What's that?
Huh? There's nobody even named that.
It's not, okay, hold on. So there's Justin Bieber. Then who do they call Poppy? Is that, oh no, what's his
name? Baseball player.
No. Is Daddy Yankee?
It's Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber.
Okay. Why do I think Daddy Yankee's nickname was Poppy?
Well, Daddy.
Poppy Yankee? I don't know.
Oh boy.
Right, there's a few of them there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nashville, Tennessee. A person was driving a stolen SUV down the highway. Only problem is it's a brand new car. And they got that old remote shut down. So he's driving down the highway, woo-woo, in a Hyundai. And the police go, shut it down. And it just,
comes
to a stop. And then he's caught.
Couple things. One, if I were a car thief, you know, the shinier the better, at least initially. You go and buy something, you know, steal something new, pretty. But yeah, all these new cars have all of these electronic functions, like the shutdowns. Yeah. And so you steal it. Also the GPS, even if it doesn't shut down. Like a lot of these cars have a built-in GPS where you can just log into something and see where the car is. Some of the new stuff.
Yeah.
And then also it makes me think of that show that Lunchbox used to watch called
Bait Car,
where they, what would they do?
They would put a car in a neighborhood that has a lot of stolen vehicles, and they'd leave the keys in it, and they'd have cameras in there and everything, and someone would go by and steal it, and then as they're driving it, they would just shut it down, and then people would get locked in the car, and oh, it was so great, because sometimes they'd go pick up their friends, they'd be like, oh my gosh, look at my new car, and then when it gets shut down, they start freaking out, like, Get me out of here. Get me out of here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, quit playing. Quit playing. And then some of them, they just give up like, we busted.
And that's a TV show where you just watch people steal cars and then watch them get trapped.
Yes.
Is that still on?
No, it's not. You can find the reruns, but there's no new episodes. They need to come out with new episodes. That is a Bobby, you know that you like to pitch TV shows to ABC. You need to take that one and say, we need to start a bait car again.
Actually,
sounds good.
That's I know.
You can just come to my neighborhood.
Just put a car there and set up a cell phone camera.
Set up bait, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lunchbox. There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A woman in California is alive thanks to her water delivery man. Marco Pereira knew something wasn't right. He goes, he knocks on the door. The woman's 88 years old. She lives in this apartment and she didn't answer this time. But what happens usually is he'll knock on the door and go, Marco. And then she goes,
Polo.
Right. And his name's also Marco. And it's also water he's delivering, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, Marco. And then she goes, Polo. Well, he knocked and goes, Marco. And there was nothing back. There was no Polo. So he yelled again, Marco. And then he put his ear up to the door and he heard someone going, help. And it turns out she had fallen on the floor. She was immobile for at least 24 hours. He waited on the other side of the door, called paramedics. They came, bopped in the house, got her, saved her. She only had a few bumps and bruises, no serious injuries, but she had been down for 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And had he not Marco'd and her not poloed, and then he stuck around, they wouldn't have found her.
Yeah, wow.
So there you go. Water delivery man saves customer who fell in home. Marco.
Polo.
Hero. Thank you. Thank you. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, me, listen to this story. A company is offering its non-smoking workers an extra 6 days off per year to offset the amount of time those who smoked and took smoke breaks took. 6 days extra.
What?
Because if you don't smoke, you don't get to go take a smoke break.
No,
they think all the time during the year they take off, 10, 15 minutes at a time, ends up being 6 extra days.
I get it. I'm just shocked they're giving the extra days and they just don't take away the smoke breaks from the smokers.
A marketing firm decided to make a change after non-smoking workers complained that they were working more hours than their smoking counterparts. And they are, and they were, unless they're taking... But then you get into how much is everybody on Facebook and Instagram for their breaks.
Right.
But okay. If you were a smoker, would you then stop smoking at work so you could get these days off?
I guess I would sneak it. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're addicted, it's truly an addiction, the nicotine, I get it. But it just, I don't know. Is that what it's supposed to do to encourage the smokers to stop smoking?
Or maybe it's just that people think it's unfair that they're not getting all the breaks.
Yeah.
Laura in Michigan, what's happening?
Hey, I'm so excited I got to talk to you guys.
We're excited you're on. What do you want to say?
I just really wanted to thank you, Bobby. You really inspired me because you keep telling everyone, like, you just got to go for it. You'll regret it if you don't. So because of you, I started a home bakery, and I had my first pop-up last weekend, and I sold out.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. And listen, I know it's nerve-wracking to think about doing something and failing. And you know, you're going to put it out there, and it's not going to work out. But do you know how much more you'll regret it if you don't do it at all and just wonder if you're going to fail or not? Oh, my biggest regrets are that I didn't try things earlier. I wouldn't say not try things at all because I usually go after whatever I dream of. And most of the time I don't get it. But you don't see those. Mm-hmm. Public doesn't see things you don't get. But I'm proud of you, Laura. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And so what's going to happen? You doing another one?
Not exactly scheduled, but it's in the works.
What's your specialty?
I like making cakes and macarons.
We like cakes and macarons, too, in case you're just around and want to let us, get a little something in there. Hey, thank you. Appreciate that call, Laura. I'm proud for you. And hope you have a good morning.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Nicole in California. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, I was calling in for an update on Stevenson, how he had a crush on a girl in Sophia's dance class. I was wondering whatever happened with that.
So yeah, Amy has an 8-year-old son named Stevenson, and he's been going to dance class.
Yeah, it's in the girls in his dance class. Well, I think the girls in both of them, but whatever. Yeah, and he still sees her, and he still has a crush.
Does he? Because he was going up to her, being like, "Hi, what was his line?"
Oh, he would just, well, he would like freak out.
Do you remember me?
Like,
that's
yeah,
my
he'd be
one.
Like, do you remember me? Or, and then he would get nervous and then he would like run away and he'd come up to us and ask us like, what should I say? And then he'd run back over to her and we're like, Stevenson, you're being awkward. Like, you just got to go for it. Well, he finally went for it.
How old is she?
I haven't asked, but like eight, I mean, she looks age? Like 7, 8. Yeah. Yeah. Blonde hair. Cute.
What do you mean he went for it?
Well, he goes after class, like I'm there to pick him up and I'm like, okay, buddy, let's go. He's like, wait, mom, I have to go tell her something. I was like, well, okay. Okay, buddy. So we go over and his voice changes to this awkward, flirty, like, excuse me. And then he said, would you like to come over to my house and hang out with me? Like real like that. Like wow. Got real high pitched and kind of like trying to be cute, but like not suave. Like, hey, you want to come hang out? Like,
please, eight.
Yeah, he's a little
hater.
So anyway, her mom is right there. And I thought, okay, what an opportunity to like maybe see. Obviously, the dance studio's in our neighborhood. They probably live in the neighborhood. Like, what an opportunity to maybe like really make a friendship here. And the mom is like, so the daughter looks up at the mom and was like, yeah, mom, he wants me to come play with him at his house. And she just kind of looks at us like, that's not happening. And I'm like, Stevenson's like deflated. And I look at Stevenson, I'm like, oh, come on, buddy. Maybe just one day we can hang out before or after dance class. We don't need to make it like a play date thing. Because now I'm like, I'm feeling awkward. Like, I've done something wrong. But she almost looked at me like, you know, little boys and little girls don't play dates together. That was sort of the vibe I got. I mean, she didn't say it, but it's almost like she didn't have to. But it was maybe because my son's a boy and she's a girl and they don't do that. And I was like, is that a thing? I don't know.
Sounds like Mama Bear's mad.
She kind of even looked off into the distance, and this is a small studio.
So like, the distance, yeah, the horizon.
She kind of was like just looking off, like I don't even know at what. Like Stevenson and I awkwardly just walked away, and I was like, see you next time. Like it left me awkward so much so I made a few phone calls even when I left, and I'm like asking friends, like, is there, like, either two things came to my mind, quite honestly.
Well, I was wondering if it's a white girl and your son's black, and if that's why the mom.
I didn't want to go there, but it was that it was a boy, or then I was like, oh, what if it's because she's confused by, you know, that he's a different race, and that could be a thing. Like, I do have to think of that sometimes, which is, you know, sad, but it was awkward. Let me tell you, there's probably no play date happening. But, yeah, that's the update. He still likes her, though, and he went for it, and I was proud of him.
Yeah,
but
that's
work
awesome.
We have to work on his delivery. He can't, like, he did that thing, you know, he gets real, like,
he does, like, feminine.
Girly, yeah, feminine, yeah. And he's like, would you like to come over to my house and play with me? And I was like, Stevenson,
well,
come on.
Nicole, there you have the update.
Yeah.
No love connection.
He went for it.
Me too. Like, I'm proud of him that he even tried. Because that's tough.
I know. And then the whole drive home, he's like, Mom, so is she going to come over and play? I'm like, I don't think so, buddy.
Oh, man. Hey, thank you for that call.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That Harry Potter book went for $90,000 in an auction because there were errors in it. And it was the first edition. What's like your collector's item? And obviously we have nothing that costs that kind of money. But what do you have that's cool?
I mean, the one thing that is super cool in our house is an African spirit from Timbuktu. Like,
how did you get that?
My husband went there and he brought it back.
By the military?
Yeah, he went for work. And I mean, I didn't even know that place was real.
Yeah, like back to go to Timbuktu.
But it is, and it's African spirit, and it's pretty legit looking. So, and it's, I use it as self-defense in my brain.
You haven't used it as self-defense. Your husband gave me a gun once from Afghanistan, but that had one of the knives on top of it. I still have that, which is pretty cool, mm-hmm. too. What do you call that knife?
I forget.
Oh, the something net.
Oh, the bayonet.
Bayonet.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
That's cool.
So I have one of mine, though, would be, I have a microphone from an old TV show, the Jack Parr Show. He was a late night talk show host before mm-hmm. Johnny Carson. So I have an old microphone from that set, which I think is really cool. That's probably mine. Lunchbox?
Oh, I got one of those orange chairs from the Real World Austin house. They sat in the living room, and one time one of them got mad and threw one of them in the pool, and I bought it for $50 from the Real World Austin garage sale, and it sits in the nursery.
Yeah, he went to the, they were like, hey, big yard sale. We're selling everything from the Real World house. And Lunchbox went and bought stuff and bought that
chair.
Heck
yeah, so
you still have it, huh?
Yeah, it sits in the baby's room.
It brings you so much joy.
So much joy. And you know what's really cool? It sits on a rug that I bought from the Nashville show. You know, Nashville, the show, they had a whole garage sale when they finished that show off. And I bought baby's rug at that show.
Wow.
So I have not only Real World Austin chair, but a rug from Nashville.
Oh, that's cool.
Identical twin brothers are both ordered to pay support, child support for a little girl.
Because?
They're identical, and the men refused to say which of them fathered the child, and the DNA test was inconclusive because they're identical twins. They can't tell the difference.
Oh.
The judge says the men are depriving the girl of the right to know who her father is and ruled both men's names will be on the girl's birth certificate. The girl will receive twice as much as other children from the same economic background. The men apparently thought they have to split one father support payment every month. What are they doing?
Is this some weird, sick joke they're trying to play? Like, or not joke, but why are they? Why don't they just admit who?
Well, the brothers are said to have switched identities to date women too.
Oh, like, they are. Oh, they are so wrong. They're guys. You should go to jail.
They didn't do anything illegal though.
That should be new law.
Man.
I don't know. What do you think about that, Bobby?
Go ahead.
I need your opinion on this.
What is your question?
My question is, you made a good point. They didn't do anything illegal, but if they are that identical and they knowingly switched themselves and she wasn't aware of it and she ended up sleeping with somebody else without her knowledge, I mean, if they're identical, how's she supposed to know?
Well, what I always
inspect every little part.
I said, let me see your ID, please.
In the moment.
You're like a bouncer.
If they intentionally switch.
All right, now take your clothes off.
Mm-hmm.
There is no law against it, is my point.
This is probably going to... because if they're identical, like, how is she supposed to know?
What do you mean identical?
Like identical everywhere.
Like the wieners look the same?
Yeah.
Would you know the difference?
I guess.
I don't know. But do the brothers know? Like, do the brothers really know? Like, I know.
So that's a good question too. Maybe maybe they both were hooking up with her.
No, she's. Oh well.
And then they don't really know.
There you go.
And then they tested, and then they couldn't.
I know they don't know, but I mean, she. I feel like was deceived. She was deceived. Yeah, you're right. Maybe they don't. If they were pulling this trick on her, they may not know which one.
Boy, those brothers are close.
Yeah, they are.
Like, ew. Get a new hobby.
Hobby? What do you do? I play Magic the Gathering and my brother and I trick girls.
Yeah.
But don't you want to know, too, if that's your baby or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how are they? They need some intense testing. Like, I don't know. Maybe some doctor can be like, I can figure this out for y'all.
Hey, Rob, you're on the show. What's going on, bud?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Bones.
Hey, bud.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
How's everybody doing?
We're pretty good, man. What's up with you?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. A first-time caller from here in D.C. My wife turned me on to you guys about a year ago, and absolutely hooked on you guys.
Oh, thanks,
and
man.
Bobby, I got to tell you, man, I started episode number 1 for your podcast about a week ago. I'm already up on episode number 30. It's outstanding.
Oh, wow. Are you talking about the Bobbycast?
You got it.
Wow.
It
gets better, too. The first ones were kind of rough. Yeah, artists come to the house, songwriters come to my house, and we sit and talk. And we just sit for an hour and talk. You know, on this show, they play music, and you do a lot of the big points. We try to do a good interview here, but you don't have all that space like I do at the house with the Bobbycast. Well, I appreciate that, Rob.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Like I said, I started with episode number 1. I'm on number 32 right now. And one reason why I love it is because it gives so much more behind-the-scenes stuff that you never really hear about. You know, these artists, how many times that they sit there and fail and fail and fail. And then you have other times when there are just weird situations that happen. Somebody's in the right place at the right time. I forget the other day who it was you were interviewing. But the dude was working at, what is that, Titan Stadium you guys have?
Oh, yeah, Brandon from Lanco was working the
concessions.
The hot dogs.
At Bridgestone.
Yeah. At Bridgestone Arena, and this huge producer goes by, and he's in his little outfit that you wear whenever you sell hot dogs, and he's like, hey, I'm an artist. And the guy goes, okay, well, then bring some music by. And next thing you know, Lanco exists. You know, that's crazy. Well, thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. That's a nice thing to say. Search for the Bobbycast if you love music. If you hate music, it's probably not your podcast. I'll be honest with you. If you're a music hater, probably not what you should listen to. Right, Amy?
Well, I feel like you get You get deeper with the artist, not just on a musical side. Like Brett Eldridge, for example.
Yeah, we cried together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
All right. Hey, thanks, Rob. Have a good day, bud.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to five teenage boys in Caldwell, Idaho. They were on their way to play some basketball, you know, doing their thing, teenagers, when they saw this old man fall down on the sidewalk. So they pulled over. They were like driving to play basketball, pulled over, jumped out, helped the man up, lifted him to his feet. Not only that, they were like, hey, where do you live? He's like, oh, I live right over there. So they made sure he got inside of his house. But that's not all. When they were inside the home, they cleaned up his scrapes and cuts with rubbing alcohol and cloths. And anyway, there was a bystander that saw it all and started taking pictures and then got a follow-up on the story, and she posted it on Facebook. So now these teenage boys are being treated like heroes around town.
And you know what? They are.
They are, yeah, because awesome. Most teenagers would just be like, oh, that man fell. Ha ha, let's go play basketball.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Why don't we go over and get the morning corny from Amy?
The morning corny.
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Why did they quit giving tests at the zoo?
Because it was full of cheetahs.
Very good. Oh. Solid. That's a solid joke right there.
That was the morning corny.
There you go.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Here's a dumb debate of the morning. Who gets to pick the music, the driver or the passenger? Is this hotly contested? We're having this conversation last night. Who gets to pick the music? You get in the car, is it the person who's driving, or is it the person that's not driving and it gets to pay attention to everything else?
Hmm.
You ever thought about that?
Because I haven't, because these days my kids pick the music.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel...
There's only two people in the car, according to this story.
Okay.
The driver and the passenger. Who runs the radio?
I feel like the passenger should put on whatever the driver wants.
Who runs the radio, the driver or the passenger?
Like turns the dial? Who? Or picks it?
Picks the music.
Either, it doesn't matter.
The driver picks it.
The driver picks it
because they're the ones driving.
You seem torn.
I am torn because I feel like the passenger should also be the fun DJ. You know, mix it up. Okay, fine. I'll go with what we have to do. Okay, I'm never the driver if my husband's driving. He always drives.
Well, obviously.
You can't. Yeah, you're not good.
So I'm the passenger, and I pick the music.
Okay, so
me.
You're changing your answer to
yes,
the passenger.
Yes, I'm official, final answer.
Okay. Yeah. Lunchbox, there are two people in the car, a driver and a passenger. The dumb debate of the morning, who picks the music, the driver or the passenger?
This might be the easiest one you've ever asked us. It's the driver. The driver is the one that needs to be zeroed in on the road. It needs to be awake and alert and need to be having a good time, like enjoying the music. So they control the music. The driver is in charge, and I drive in my household. So guess who picks the radio? This guy.
Everybody's just going with their own, what they do.
But I'm just telling you, that's how it works. You control. If you are driving, you get to control the music because you have to stay awake.
All right, we're all tied up at 1-1. Let's go over to Morgan number two. What do you think about this?
I'm going totally with the driver.
Yeah?
Yeah, I choose the music because if I'm driving, I'm focused on the road, and that's the one thing I get to do. I don't get to be on my phone. I have to listen to music, so.
Does anyone else pick the passenger?
No,
because I go driver, too.
You do? Yeah. Don't look at me.
I go driver.
So I'm the only one?
You are, but that's okay. You're a fun DJ, so that's what we all want,
right?
That's
right.
Yeah. So the dumb debate, the winner is the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you're in control.
That's right. It's your car. At that moment,
yeah, yes. Well,
yeah, maybe no one, my husband driving my car.
Wait, so when you drive, even your car?
If we're going somewhere in my car, he's
your husband
driving.
Still drives?
Yes.
Your car?
Yes, duh.
That's not a shock. The guy drives in every relationship. The woman sits
right. It's not always.
Oh, I didn't. I don't.
What?
I know. If it's my car, I'll drive. If it's her car, she drives.
You've never been married.
Oh, yeah.
You're
but
I've
had a girlfriend. You don't have to be married to have a right car.
Yeah,
you've never lived with somebody. You don't
okay, but you don't have to live.
Yeah, I think your argument about being married is. I think it's just in a relationship.
Okay.
My last girlfriend, if it was her car, she drove.
That is so weird.
I drove.
There is no chance. Like,
well, because insurance purposes.
I don't have some weird, like, I'm a man. I have to drive.
Bones, you trust a woman driving?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and I'll that's not why my husband, my husband's not driving. No, it's not. It's not that I'm a woman. He just doesn't think I can drive. It's nothing
if you had a wiener or not, you could drive. Yes.
Right. Right. Exactly.
That'd be weird, though.
That would be weird.
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So one third of restaurants and their whole gluten-free claims are false. So if you think you're going somewhere and you're getting something that's totally gluten-free, well, some research was done and 32% of all restaurant meals labeled gluten-free actually contained gluten.
I often wonder about the calorie counts, too.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
It's because probably assumptions,
like,
huh?
The chef might be like, this will taste so much better if I put one more tablespoon of butter. And they will never know.
And they're all made differently. Like, every meal is not made exactly the same. So it's just an estimation.
Sure.
But again, you have to think about it like that.
Yeah. And fun fact on one of my recent episodes of my podcast that I learned is something. If you order fajitas from a restaurant, you can say, hold the sizzle. You know what's fun about when your fajitas come out and it's like...
On the hot plate.
Yeah.
Hold the sizzle.
What do you mean that's the best
listen,
part?
Hold well,
the,
no.
Why would you do that? It's like saying, I'll take fajitas, hold the fajitas.
Well, I didn't know what caused the sizzle. I thought they were just fresh out and I was causing it to be all awesome. And of course, it's fun. But the sizzle is like, it is for effect. And that's just like straight oil that they're putting on the plate right before they bring it out to you. Extra added unnecessary oil to make it be all tss.
Well, can you request a waiter to go tss when he rolls it out? That's not no oil. But can the guy like go tss?
Is this on a regular plate?
Yes. So I'm just saying, next time you order fajitas, you might want to be like, hold the sizzle, and it'll save you like fat and calories.
They might look at you so dumb if you say,
for sure.
I've never even heard that was a thing.
Me neither until on my podcast. Someone revealed it to me. I was like, oh, thanks, Aaron. Okay, so just heads up. You may want to, if you legit have a gluten allergy or you're trying to watch your gluten, just know that you got to watch out for that. And 16 minutes of less sleep can ruin your entire day. And I only bring this up because you're like, okay, well, whatever, 16 minutes. But sometimes when you're lying in bed, you're like, I just should finish this episode. I mean, I've already started. I know it's my legit bedtime according to when I need to wake up, but I'll just finish the episode. And maybe that's the 16 minutes you could get right there. Just turn it off. Go to bed. You can watch it later.
Does everyone feel like the next day after a bad night's sleep, they're fine?
It's the following day.
But it's the second day?
Yeah.
Are you guys there in your lives yet, or is it the next day?
Next day.
Oh, okay. I start to feel it somewhere into the next day, but not right away. I'm like, okay, I don't feel bad. I can do this. I can do this. And then the next day, I'm like, I hate my life.
If I get a couple hours or 3 hours, I wake up and I'm kind of on fire. And it's my best.
Because I think your body kicks into like that
survival mode.
Fight or flight thing. And then.
But the day after.
Yeah.
And I may get a full night's sleep the night after. And I'm just dragging. But I wasn't always like that. I remember back in the day, I could sleep on the floor, no problem. Now today, if I just roll over like 8 degrees more, I'm like, I can't move. I'm old. What else?
So I saw this and it stuck out to me because my kids have just started doing extracurricular activities. But I saw that 62% of parents say that they are in debt because of their kids' activities. With 10% owing more than like $5,000 because of music, sports, gymnastics, dance, cheerleading, like all the things. And I was just like, oh, whoa, maybe as parents we need to step back and be like, is that worth going into debt for? Probably not.
Well, I always wanted to be in the band. I couldn't be in band at school because I couldn't afford the instrument.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with basketball shoes. That's why I buy my school basketball shoes, is because I couldn't afford the shoes, so I didn't play basketball.
I know.
So,
and you want your kids to have these experiences.
Right.
And I remember...
Or like, the opportunity to thrive in something.
Yes.
Maybe more so than experience. Because I often look back and go, what if I would have been able to play other... Or been involved in it? Maybe I would have found something I really loved and would have been better at it. But I think it's mostly about what can you put your kids in that maybe they'll take to more than just an experience.
Yeah. I wonder if when you're signing your kids up for stuff, we could go with the Dave Ramsey approach and be like, is that the best price you could give me? Because that might help. I mean, I'm just trying to think of ways for parents to like still be able to do it all for their kids, but not go into debt, because it's got to be rough. You don't want to have your kid miss out. I remember my cheerleading stuff, my mom like freaking out when I became a cheerleader. She was like, okay, this is really expensive. But
when you came over to my house yesterday in that cheerleading uniform, I freaked out. I was like, what are you doing? It's from high school.
Why are you saying that I showed up at your house?
Wait,
in
that
my
didn't
cheerleading?
Happen?
No. Oh. Like, I still do have it though.
I know. We came over yesterday. Like, let me do some cheers.
Yeah. All right. I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I'm going to give you isolated vocals from a famous singer. Just tell me what band they're in. For example, this is the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How long will I slide? Separate my side.
Would you know who that is, Amy?
Yeah.
You would know that was Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes.
You would have got a point if that were true. Okay, here we go. Name this. You can name the singer or the band, either one, by their isolated vocals from a recording studio. Go.
And just stay here in this moment for all the rest of time.
Go ahead.
Steven Tyler.
Correct. Good. Isn't that cool to hear that, Eddie?
So awesome. I love
it. Like, you hear his straight vocals, you hear the harmonies over the top of it. Like, we're such music nerds.
I love this so much.
Amy, name the lead singer. We'll just go lead singer only. Number two. Go ahead.
But if you never try, you'll never know just what you were.
Can you name that singer?
Yep.
Lights.
Go ahead.
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin, correct. Okay. Number three, isolated vocals from a recording studio. Name the singer. Go.
Hello, hello, hello.
With the lights out, this is dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us.
All right. Who is that? Do you know the song?
Yes.
It's just him in a studio singing, and they've taken the vocals off the recording. Just the vocals. Who is that? Come on.
I can't think of it.
No? Nothing?
No. I mean,
Eddie?
I know the song.
Oh, that's so cool. That's Kurt Cobain.
That's it.
That's right.
Man, I got chills listening to that clip.
Let's do two more. Here is the next one, and this is, I'll give you a hint. It's 1970s, okay? All right, action.
Mama! You cry if I'm not back again this time tomorrow. Carry on, carry on. As if nothing really matters.
Go ahead.
Freddie Mercury.
Yes, nice. All right, one more. Name this one. This is a singer's isolated vocals. Go ahead.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Who's that?
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
No, you don't know it?
Sometimes no, I mean, I know the song, but I can't think of who the guy is.
Or the band.
Do you know the band?
I think I'm cracking up.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad at myself for not.
You are going to be mad at yourself because you for sure know it.
I know.
It's Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, okay, Green Day.
Hey, do this. Play that back. Amy, sing the harmonies to it. Like, sing the high part as it sings. Ready? And
do
go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about
what, did I do good?
And everything all at once?
Eddie, sing the harmony to it.
Melodramatic fools. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Amy, go
hot. Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
There you go, Amy.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
Close enough. All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Samantha Rodriguez is doing the best she can. She has five siblings that she's raising ever since her parents passed away, trying to put food on the table, get them to and from school, doesn't have a car. Someone in the community noticed how hard she's been working, put a little Facebook post up, and someone donated a brand new car so she could help ease the burden. Yeah.
Wow, love it.
Just donated a car, just like that.
Yeah, and they didn't even tell them their name.
Oh, because Lunchbox is all about...
Yes, is Lunchbox. He's always blown away by people not taking credit
for
stuff.
Yes, because like when I do Tell Me Something Good and I'm talking about them down in Orange County, Florida, I want to be able to be like, hey, Jimmy, thanks for giving Samantha a car. But no,
Is that what you want, to acknowledge someone else, or that you want to be acknowledged if you ever do something?
If I ever do something that big, I want to be acknowledged.
That's what it's all about?
That's what it's all about.
And that's what it's all about. There you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, so what happened, Amy?
So I was at someone's house, and they offered me La Croix to drink. And I was
What's
like,
La Croix?
Oh, I never heard of La Croix, but okay, I guess I'll take some La Croix. And then
is that La Croix?
They brought me a can of La Croix, and I was like, oh, you mean La Croix.
Did you say that?
Well,
why would you correct someone?
Because, well, I thought maybe they didn't know how to say it. So I was like, oh, this is La Croix. And they were like, no, it's La Croix. That's how they say it. Like, that's how the French say it or whatever. So then I just got like, I let it go. But of course, I had to go Google it myself.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Midwestern company made here in America. And they even say on their website, it's definitely pronounced La Croix. And if you ever get confused about it, just remember it rhymes with enjoy. So enjoy your La Croix.
And Why would you get into like an argument about
it,
though?
I didn't do any of this okay. This is stuff I Googled after because I just was like, oh my gosh, fancy schmancy La Croix.
What? You're such a hater right now. That's so funny.
Well, so if you ever get offered La Croix, then it's you
La
can
Croix.
Be like, no, it's La Croix.
Because La Croix is sparkling water.
Googled it. Yeah.
All right, so what do you have? You're going to test me on something.
Well,
Go ahead.
Then it made me think of all the things we commonly say wrong. So I've got the most commonly mispronounced words.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Hold, the first one is, that's how you spell that word? Prerogative?
Yeah, and you're saying it wrong, BTW.
Wait, no, because it's spelled prerogative. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But like Bobby Brown, it's my prerogative.
Yeah, Bobby Brown messed us up.
Do.
Because,
that's why I even know that word of that song.
Right. And so because he says prerogative, like a lot of us do, I would even see you even think it's spelled wrong, but this is how it's spelled and you say prerogative.
There's no way. I'm never saying prerogative. I don't care if that's right. I will never say prerogative. Okay. Now Amy's holding up this word. Now I've been corrected because I was dumb and I go into like a smoothie place and I said, I'd like one of those acai bowls, please.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, excuse me? And I was like, an acai bowl? They were like, you mean an acai bowl? And I was like, okay, fancy schmancy. So I only know that A-C-A-I is acai because I was shamed.
Yeah.
So how do you say that word?
Acai.
Yeah,
ding,
acai.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, there you,
you
go.
Got
thank
it.
You. The next word is, I'm going to say niche, N-I-C-H-E. I use the term a lot.
Yeah.
I may not be right, but I would say it's niche.
It is niche, but a lot
like a select group.
Mm-hmm, a lot of people say niche, like a niche group. You hear people talking about it and they use it. And they say,
I don't even hate that, though. I don't hate niche.
I don't either, but that is incorrect. If you want to do it right, it's niche.
Oh, okay. Next one up.
Okay.
Amy's holding up these words. Okay, this is a trick because this is a restaurant that I go to all the time. Chipotle. Hold on, let me say it again. Here's how it's read. Chipotle. But I would say Chipotle. Chipotle is how I say it. Chipotle.
Me too.
Chipotle.
Me too.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I say Chipotle, and we're wrong.
What is it?
Apparently it's... And Eddie's shaking his head like he's about to shame us.
Ugh, you guys.
Chipotle.
What is it, Eddie? What is it?
It's Chipotle.
Chi, like C-H-E-E-P, like Chipotle. But it's
spelled C-H-I.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
So, I mean, could you imagine if it's like, hey, guys, you want to go to Chipotle?
Well, I can't imagine that. I mean, it's not that crazy to imagine it. But, yeah. Okay, one more. We have, how many, one or two more?
Yeah, let's do...
Sudoku. I would say Sudoku. Wait, I don't ever say that word. So it's that puzzle thing people do. Sudoku.
You're
that's
right. You're right, Bobby. But I don't, and I guess others say Sudoku, like suh, but it's su. And people
I would
are really
say Sudoku only because I don't say it enough and I'm just reading it.
Yeah, people are really particular about this. Ooh, and this one I feel like I learned something because I say it wrong.
That's Celtic, like the Boston Celtics.
It's Celtic.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying if it's I guess if it's like Celtic sea salt, but anytime I've been like, do you have any Celtic sea salt? But it's Celtic. I don't know.
Okay, so maybe in the tense it's used.
Yeah.
The Boston Celtics are not the Boston Celtics.
Do we need to
Larry
talk about
Bird
that?
Did not play for the Boston Celtics, I promise you. All right, one more. Go ahead.
Okay, this one's just for fun because it's fancy.
Is that a brand or like the goddess?
It's a brand. It's a purse. You've talked about this purse before.
Hermes.
Mm-hmm. Hermes.
Oh, air. Okay, so a lot of people say Hermes. Like, if you ever see these fancy bags, y'all, these purses are like $15,000 for a like handbag. Some of our bosses have them. So
Front Street.
Jeez. Front Street. But I've never known how to say it. I've been like, wow. I go, oh my gosh, this one person we know at work has a Hermes bag, but it's Hermes. So if you ever see one of these fancy bags, don't embarrass yourself like me and say Hermes. It's Hermes.
There you go. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, yes, no problem.
Now we all feel a little smarter, right, guys?
Yeah.
Chipotle. Right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We got 9,000 women. They showed them all these pictures of men with beards and not beards. They didn't tell them that that's why they were picking, but guys with beards were always higher than guys that weren't, you know, covered in facial hair.
Yeah, I would be one of the women voting for a beard, the guy with the beard picking him.
According to a new study, men with beards are more attractive than those without. I don't like beards. I feel like it makes me look older. I'm trying to be 19.
Yeah, I know, but you're not.
I know. Listen, I still got a peacock a little bit because I'm still trying to find somebody.
Yeah. I mean, beards are fine, but you're worried about like the gray patch.
Yeah.
In your beard making you look older. Mm-hmm. But older could mean wiser.
I'm wise enough.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't like the beard, and it doesn't grow all the way in. I have like a little spot on my chin where it still looks like I'm 13. So I'm not a beard guy, but your husband is, and you keep the beard, huh? You want
to. He started growing it over 5 years ago, and there's been times along the way he's wanted to get rid of it, and I'm like, no, I like it.
Oh, you can dictate his facial hair?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The researcher said that typical male features that scored well, a strong jawline. How do I do that on that?
Oh, yeah, you have a strong jawline.
Ah, thanks. That has a signal for good health and high testosterone levels.
Oh.
Every single woman preferred men with facial hair and stubble in general attractiveness. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Here I am with just like clean-shaven Freddy over here. So I can't... Maybe that's the trouble with my relationships.
Yeah, but you've had facial hair before.
Yeah, not really. I had a goatee once.
When?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Like, what? Yeah. Seriously, when? I have never seen you with a goatee.
I don't know.
Did you ever do that soul patch thing where it's like...
Didn't have enough soul for that.
Mm. Mm-mm. Okay. Bobby Bones.
There's a viral thing online right now where you just list your last five jobs and just give a couple words about each of them. So I'll go first. Here are my five jobs that I've had in my life. Golf course maintenance. It was early and it was dirty. I also was a waiter. Learned so much about life and depending on people to actually pay my bills. But they're tipping. I worked at a marina. And I pump gas and move. I learned a lot of like fix it up skills at the marina. Like learn how to fix things a little bit. I was kind of manly then. I worked at Hobby Lobby. You know, lots of crafts.
Yeah.
that was a fun one. Retail is fun. And then finally radio, which obviously is what I'm doing now and I love. But those are my last five jobs. Golf course maintenance, a waiter, kind of a mechanic, fix it all at the marina, and then I worked at Hobby Lobby doing retail and then radio. Amy, you?
I was a hostess. That was my first job ever. So, and it was at Lone Star Cafe, and I thought I would maybe make it to waitress, but never
did. You did it?
No.
Oh, no.
I was really good at sitting people, though, and, you know, I was good at my job. Then in college, I was a weight loss counselor. I wasn't very good at it, but basically, I just weighed and measured people when they came in, and then I'd look at their food diary and tell them that Menudo and Oreos probably wasn't on the plan. And then I also worked the front desk at Gold's Gym, which was after I graduated college, so a high for me.
Were you good at that one?
Well, everyone else working the front desk with me was 16 at the time, and I just, you know... I was like 22 or something.
But were you good at it?
I was really good.
There you go.
I would always welcome you and make sure you had a towel. And then I worked in Granite Sales,
which is where we met.
Awesome. And that's when I met Bobby. And then my next job after that was radio. And
there it is. Then here we are. Here we are.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Man, this is so weird. A guy snuck into his ex-girlfriend's house and then lived there in secret for 3 weeks. And then confronted her in her bedroom.
No.
Can you imagine?
I cannot.
The 31-year-old man allegedly moved into the attic of the 37-year-old woman in Pittsburgh. Shout out, Pittsburgh.
Shout out.
Everybody listening on Big. Oh, wait, listen, love you.
What time
is weird. Yeah. He was banned from contacting her because of abusive behavior. The alleged victim first became suspicious that someone was living there because she found a blanket in the corner of her basement. And she was like, wait, what? This is not my blanket. Why is it in the basement? So this dude had got down there. She noticed a toilet seat had been left up at a home that it was just her and her two daughters. So why would the toilet seat be left up? So far, there's a blanket and a toilet seat. This guy's a bad... Listen, I haven't written the book on living in someone's house secretly, but those are things you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, she was alone in the house cleaning the kitchen when she heard her cat moving around upstairs. And then when she went to look, she found him standing in her bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Not cool.
It's not cool. He allegedly grabbed her and said, hey, get over here. And she broke free, ran downstairs. When police arrived, they found him hiding under a pile of clothing. Again, terrible at hiding. You just jump under clothes and close your eyes.
On top of yourself.
If I can't see me, they can't see me. He told officers he'd been sleeping in the attic because he just needed a place to stay.
Yoker. Oh, yeah.
No, bullcrap. No, bullcrap. Anyway, and is it? Can you imagine, like, first of all, finding out someone had been living there and how just
violated
you would feel. And then for him just to be there when you walked into your room and to grab you.
Yeah, that's scary.
Luckily, he didn't do worse. Luckily, he didn't, like, actually harm her. Like, she was able to get away.
Yeah, luckily, he just needed a place to stay. So.
That's what he says. Yeah. He's just looking for a place to stay.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or BobbyBones.com. See pictures and videos. See the music we're listening to. It's all up there at BobbyBones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.